Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And it is time for Workforce Wednesday, and welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County. That's WIB. This month's topic is about economic development. How can we attract and retain businesses and jobs in Ventura County? In studio this morning, Tony Karunas. We also have, and Tony Karunas is the Regional VP, California Republic Bank, Westlake Village. John Frazier's in with us, Assistant Economic Development Manager, City of Camarillo, and Cheryl Moore, WIB Executive Director. How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody good?
Doing well, excellent. Thank you.
It's great to have you in here this morning. Let's start off with John. John, if a business is relocating or looking for a place to expand, what makes Ventura County an attractive option?
Well, first and foremost, terrific quality of life, and a big part of the outreach of the Ventura Grows Business Program is to really show businesses that are in different parts of the country that there is an area between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara to bring your business. We have access to the Port of Hueneme. It's the only deep water port located between LA and San Francisco. We have a highly educated workforce, especially, you know, since we have the 101 high-tech corridor. Mm-hmm. So we are very attractive, and if you need access to the resources of Los Angeles, they're readily available for you without having to be in that mix, all that. So, I mean, we are attracting a number of businesses from the San Fernando Valley. I think part of it for them is they know, you know, obviously people know California is a more expensive place to live. Businesses in the San Fernando Valley could come here, get away from a lot of the hustle that's happening in Los Angeles, in the Valley, come out here to a more, let's call it what it is, a better quality of life here, and they can come here and bring their business and still thrive.
So. Yeah, one of the great things is the classic bedroom community. What I always loved about it, when people say, oh, I lived in L.A., and I said, well, I lived in beautiful Ventura County and enjoyed every bit of Dodger Stadium, onward and upward, and all of the fun things that are in Los Angeles while working and living here in Ventura County. It's a very, very easy place to come to and difficult to leave because it's so nice. Now, Tony, what is it about Ventura County that keeps a business here? What do you think?
Well, as John mentioned, we sort of have a quality of life. You can't compare Ventura County or other areas with Ventura County for that. We're traditionally one of the safest areas, certainly in Southern California. Two of our cities rank usually one and two as the two safest cities in the United States of 100,000 people or more. Education. People coming here with their kids know that there's a number of blue ribbon schools. We've got three community colleges, California State University for higher education, Cal State Channel Islands, which is fairly new, but we're well taken care of from an educational standpoint. Open space, East Ventura County alone, the ratio is somewhere 60-40, 60% development and 40% committed to eternity. Mm-hmm. Open space, and affordability. I am a product of that myself. When I was looking after I got married, one of my buddies who lived in Chatsworth said, you know, you can get more bang for your buck if you just go over the hill. We came to Ventura County and would not leave.
Yeah, it's such a nice place. We've all been here for quite some time. Now, John, it isn't easy for people to find jobs these days as a Ventura County community. What are we doing to attract and retain businesses and therefore jobs, too?
One of the things we do is we come up, meet up front with businesses. They're coming. There's a lot of things involved in bringing your business to a community. There's the permitting. You got to work with planning, building, fire department. One of the things we like to do is get everyone into the room up front. We go through everything with them, say, this is what you're doing. In a sense, sort of fast-tracking the permit process. Helps them to understand what's going on up front. Now, mm-hmm. obviously, every city has something different. Couple of great resources we have here. We have the Economic Development Collaborative, Ventura County. It's funded by all the cities. They've got a cadre of great business consultants there. Everything from your business plan, marketing, financing, to people who are really on top of how to use social media to get your business going these days. And all this, these are all free resources. They're free because we fund them. It's a great resource. They work hand in hand with the WIB. And we had over 70 businesses in Camarillo alone assisted by the EDC last year.
Just in Camarillo?
Just in the Camarillo area.
Excellent. Tony, if we were to speak to an employer outside of Ventura County, what would you say about expanding a business here? What resources are available to help that business come to Ventura County?
Well, we have a very diverse economic base, tourism, hospitality, wholesale trade, health services, and who would have thought 30 years ago that Amgen would be one of the largest, if not the largest single tenant and employer in East Ventura County. Significant cluster of technology activities. We did a study when we started. I've been involved in bank startups over the years, and in the mid-90s, East Ventura County alone had the largest per capita number of personal computers in the United States. So, you know, it's a, we're technologically, I think, a little ahead of the curve in Ventura County. And we have tremendous access to skilled and unskilled labor. And we have a very educated workforce, 30% of our population. We did our homework here.
Yeah, 30%.
Has a bachelor's degree or more, and 82% have at least high school diplomas. And we have access to resources, which include, obviously, the Workforce Investment Board and the programs that we have towards making people employable in Ventura County. And we have got a lot of really good banks that are here to help.
Yeah, that, which is nice, too. Now, Cheryl Moore, the WIB Executive Director, as I get to know your board members, I see a lot of the movers and shakers of Ventura County. What motivates them to be a part of the WIB?
The people who are on the Workforce Investment Board realize that trying to develop economic prosperity in Ventura County is not just a solo activity. What they say is that we really need a ready, reliable talent pool because without it, it costs us money and productivity. So it's a business issue. Even with high employment, they say it's hard to find qualified local applicants, whether they have entry-level skills or middle skills. So developing a ready workforce is bigger than one company and affects the entire county. And the WIB offers them an opportunity to come together, take off their labels, stars, bars, stripes, and titles, and just have candid discussions as to how we can go about resolving this issue, having the highest possible quality workforce, and building economic prosperity in the area.
Sounds good. Now, let's just roll out a couple here. You got the favorite race distance for people, I understand, on groups. It's not the 5K. It is not the marathon. It is the half marathon. Half marathon coming to Camarillo. Is this going to be going?
It's October 21st. It's the Marla Runyon half marathon. It's in conjunction with Camarillo Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, a number of groups. Yeah. And we're going to do it at the Premium Outlets, and it kind of ties into economic development. We're going to reach out to the region. We're going to say, hey, come and stay at our hotels. Come and shop. We have more outlet stores than any place in California. Come and take advantage of that. Come and run in a great new half marathon.
And it's probably pretty flat and fast, I'm
guessing. It is. Not fast for a guy like me, but flat.
Always relative. Yeah, always relative. Yeah. Well, maybe we seem to have a common time in the half marathon, so maybe I can get out there and follow you.
Sure.
You're half done.
Yeah, half done. That's right. Right when you start, you're halfway through. So that's excellent. Now, Tony, what's your favorite part about being – you're basically based in the Caneo Valley area.
Yes.
So what do you like most about Caneo Valley, Westlake Village, Thousand Oaks, and through the area?
I like the sense of propriety. I think – if you ask people in Orange County where they live, they're going to tell you they live in Orange County. Mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you they live in Irvine. And generally speaking, they're going to tell you they live in Orange County. Ask somebody here where they live, and they're going to say, I live in Thousand Oaks. I live in Westlake. I live in Newbury Park. I live in Camarillo. They don't say, I live in Ventura County. We have people who are proud of living in this area. And I've always enjoyed negotiating the community, being able to smile and getting people smiling back.
Yeah, it is a nice area. Again, a lot of us. Rich, how long have you been in this county now? How many years?
Continuously since 82, but I was here for a few years before that in the 70s.
Perry?
87, 8, somewhere.
Stick?
Like that,
The great year of 1996.
And I am the winner. 1961. I'm a lifer. Yes, I've been in this lovely community forever and ever, in full agreement. People really like to talk about where they're from, you know, the great high schools, all the competition on up through the colleges. Excellent to have you folks in here. Let's talk about the key resources. Now, Cheryl, we do have Workforce Investment Board. The website is www.wib.ventura.org. So that's www.wib.ventura.org. You can click on Employer tab for Employer Resources. Facebook page, their Facebook and Workforce Investment Board. So that's it. Another great Wednesday with the Workforce Investment Board. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out here. And I hope, yes, I hope, to semi-scoot through that Camarillo half coming up here in October.
I hope you join us, man.
Sounds great. Thank you very much for coming through here. Check back on Wednesday, May 23rd, for the next Workforce Wednesday. And in the meantime, for more information, again, go to www.wib.ventura.org. We're going to go from the Workforce Investment Board over to a little bit of news for you. Let's get headlines, traffic, and a stock update with Rich.